it's he should, even if it should stipulate the names, we are also machmir.
But here the rope let it go through because of Shas of Chak.
No,
but this in Russia, this
it went through with one case.
Yeah.
One case. But apparently it didn't have enough ample time to contact others.
But I'm asking, he appointed
we made a get with that one.
Because of the Shas of Chak.
Yeah, well, not to be Shas of Chak. But there was no serpent, no Aden.
Right.
And everything had to be done here. So we had, she also made a Shaliach Kabbalah. He made a Shaliach Halacha. The Shaliach Halacha gave it to the Shaliach Kabbalah.
And in the
boar,
when he's out in the
boar,
he says
he's now, the boar, he hollers out.
Yeah.
Well, call a Shemei Ali,
right.
You have to get Lish.
Right. So then that guy should have to write it then. That guy who got it.
Right.
He has to write it. He
gives
it to someone else.
No, it can't no good.
Let's say he's illiterate.
That's unfortunate.
So nothing
you
can't do.
And do that. Those words cannot be.
No, but he called from the book.
Yeah, but he's the guy who heard
him. So the one who heard him, if there were several of them who heard him,
yeah.
There's a Mishnah, for example. A person comes in shul. There are 10 younger lads like yourself. He says, "Echad mekem yechtev get leishti, shnayim mekem yir eidim, and that another one should be the shaliach, and goodbye and good luck."
Yeah.
And he leaves. Yeah. Then that one can write, and the two of them can sign, and that's it, because he told them directly. But if he wouldn't tell somebody else, tell them, and Imru. No good.
In other words, if the choice is made from a second party, it's no good. If he tells them, you choose any two...
That's certainly no good.
But what did he do? He said, two of you should...
God calls up in the third.
He did.
Designated.
That's from the Gemara, it seems. That I want to come bring up soon. I want to bring it up. About Miller.
The Miller was third.
We have a case like this. Maybe who has the case? The woman wanted to send a get, wanted to Ashliach Kabbalah. But in other words, she didn't go, she didn't want, or he didn't want, whatever it is. So she wanted to appoint Ashliach Kabbalah to take the get for her. But the husband said, let her not dictate whom I shall give the get. I'll do the choosing, so he... So she said, I appoint the one that my husband is going to choose to be my Shliach Kabbalah.
To take a Brera.
Oh. So the Shaila is the Brera or not? That's the Shaila. Is the Brera or not? So the Rebbe Behuda comes up with a Chiddush Gadol, a tremendous Chiddush.
Okay.
What's the Pshat Brera? Uvra Hadavala Mafreya. Something has to be clarified as to what had taken place. Not what's taking place now, but had taken place. You understand? He wants to eat lemonade, there's no truma. See? So the Huvra Hadava, when later on it will be clarified.
Right now we don't know.
No,
there's a time difference between the action of
later on it's going to shed a light upon what had happened before. Whatever, so. That's why I say Ein Brera. But when she makes a Shaliach Kabbalah, what is it? That doesn't mean anything at all. When does he become the Shaliach Kabbalah? When Bishan Kabbalah Saget. Later, not now. By that time it will be clear whom he had chosen. And he brings the Raya from that mission. If he says the man comes into the Shabbos Merish, and he says, one of you should be the safe and two of you should be Aiden, and another one. Ashaliya, the Shaila is, he didn't stipulate any names. Does that savor of Brera? The Mishnah seems he didn't indicate any clue. He said, Shnayim Mekem, whoever, Echad Mekem, you're safe, Shnayim Mekem, you're Aiden. So you see that despite the fact that he didn't point out anyone, nevertheless, when they finally decide who should be the serpent, who should be the Aden, that's valid. Why? Because when they act, by that time it'll be clear. It's not Hubadova Lamafreya. It's not Lamafreya. It's now.
Could the Rebbe explain where Breira is no good?
Breira, I'll tell you where Breira is no good. The classic example, of course, in Gemara is, for example, a person has wine. He wants to drink the wine, but there's no truma. Truma was not taken off. Maises was not taken off. It's tefil yet. And he hasn't got it. He's on the way. He doesn't have any containers to take off and put it separately. This is truma. This should be maises. So it's a machlokes tanur. And those who hold the brere say that he can say let's say truma usually give 2%. He gives truma. He can say 2% of the wine should be truma, 10% should be maaser rishon, another 10% should be maaser sheni, and he goes and drinks from the wine, and whatever is left. So then, hovra davar amafreya, the shas he drank, this was the truma, this was the maaser rishon. This is the classic example. It's a machlokes, by the way. Tanoim differ whether there's breira or not. Be Pascal Alochim with the Raisa Ein Brere, but I'm born in Yesh Brere.
Because I know, because when I was in Israel, they said that if somebody gives you a drink, and you're not sure if they did think Truma was a Maestros, the drink and leave a little bit at the end.
Yeah, but you have to say that at the end should be. You said before. Uh-huh. Otherwise, it's Tevel. If you don't say anything, it's Tevel. Because it's Akansa Shaila. And that's a soul by the Yeshking and Anochri. That is, if it comes from Anochri. And Shvias, particularly Shmita,
yeah. You can't
burn candle in
because you can't waste any of the wine.
That's it. You're not allowed to waste it. You're not allowed to pour it out. You leave it, and whoever pours it out, and as long as you didn't do it, that's what it is. And let's say if you get it to buy it in the market, and you bring home the fruits, so you have to take off this fume, this maize, and you cannot have to throw it out in the waste basket, so that you say those the frumer people that take it up on the roof and leave it there, wrap it up and leave it there. It's difficult to be a. You see, here they have in need of sharing only a meat, fish, whatever. There you need on every piece of bread. You need a hechsher. In Israel, turn us some nice
vegetables.
So anyway. So that's the classic example of Breira. But you understand, Breira is Hodubu Lemafreya. But what is not Lemafreya, what is going to be now, that's the Chiddush that the Noda Biyude is Machadish. Along comes someone else, another Achrim. First of all, he argues with the Bechlal about Breira. He's not, Marek Hakim and the Noda Biyude are not too certain. But that's what. Then he has Mile, that's Mile.
Words, no?
What does she say?
She says,
he is going to appoint.
Should be for me.
Whatever he is going to appoint. So in other words, they have to tell him, this is what she said. And you give it to the one that you appoint to be her Shaliach Kabbalah. So it's Mila. Then he has a Psanada Chashash.
It's not like making the Bala Shliach for her because she's giving him the power to
make
her Shliach Kabbalah. Said before that she can't tell Reuven to go pick a Shliach Kabbalah for her because it's Mila.
She can.
If she made Reuven a Shliach for Kabbalah, and she said and said to Reuven, you can go make Shimon a Shliach for Kabbalah for you.
No good.
So now she's going around, and isn't the Baal taking the capacity of Reuven?
Of Reuven, it's because, something of because, the kind, right?
Yeah.
And the male is a Shaliach Mila, that's it, that's what he argues. Base Meir. So he argues is a Chashash from the Mila. And then he has another Chashash also. The din is Dovavle Chotzedov. Sometimes, even it's a Chotzedov, but a Chotzedov is an entity by itself. But when it's not on here, for example, it's a Chotzedov. Two Adam will testify that she declared that whoever that the husband will appoint as the Shaliach Kabbalah, that's the one she makes. So you need two Aiden to say that she made that statement. Two other Aiden that her husband appointed Yankel to be Shir Kabbalah. So each one testifies a half a thing. The entire... How would you know that Yankel is the Shaliach Kabbalah? You need it, both sets of Aiden. One set of Aiden is, can't testify any. The first set of Aiden testifies, she made such a statement. But they didn't know that Yankel will be the one. The second set of Aiden didn't know what she said. All they know is that their husband appointed Yankel to be the Shaliach. So you understand?
What's the problem? Wouldn't you have that with a Shaliach Kabbalah? Two Aiden that she...
Let's take
where they say this is the Shliach Kabbalah.
Kabbalah made directly by the woman.
Right.
So if they testify, even though it's not they didn't see the Messiah Sager,
right.
The husband didn't see the husband
right.
give him the gift.
Right.
But
so
that's two other Adam and Sira.
Yeah.
So each one is a entity by itself. It's not considered chamzidova. It's considered a double yatsma because they testify something which is. This is it.
So where's
this
the
is
the chatzi that she said?
Chatzi is when she. I want to know whether Yankel is the Shaliach Kabbalah. Give me two Adam. So she brings the first two Adam. The first two Adam don't know whether Yankel is. They only know that she made such a statement that whoever the husband will appoint shall be her Shaliach Kabbalah. But they don't know that Yankel was the one who was picked to be the Shaliach Kabbalah. Then you have two other Adam
who say that the Baal
appointed him, but they don't know whether he had the right, or the Baal has the right to make a Shaliach Kabbalah. The woman has to make it. So you need both sets of Adam to establish the fact that Yankel is the Shaliach Kabbalah. One set of Adam is not sufficient. So that's why Chatzidava and Chatzidava.
Maybe there's a problem with the Chatzi Dover is that the second set of Adam who see that the Baal makes him the Shliach to Kabbalah, even if it's later Gloria Milsa that she gave the...
Yes.
How do they know that she gave the power beforehand?
Because, well, whatever it is, he was notified. Of course, the Bezim will have to ask Adam to testify that this is so. We just don't take her word for it. We don't take the words for Bidawa. It has to be established, has to be by Adam. But the Adam only testified to half a thing, not to the entire thing. In order to know that Yankel became the Shaliach Kabbalah, you need the both sets of Adam. One set knows only half a thing.
Would that be a problem if she said directly to the Baal?
Well, we have to have proof. It's the only thing you can say, suppose it's the same set of Adam who heard her make the statement and heard him appoint Yankel. That may be that's a shaila when I say Dover Lechotzedova. Does it have to be at that time, both, the entire thing, or even Chatzi now and Chatzi the other Chatzi tomorrow?
It's like simultaneous.
That's another shaila. But that's what it is. Anyway, on the basis of what we cleared already, we cleared quite a lot, you know, especially that Tshuva of the Noir Behud is something extraordinary. All right, let's see the Sifan. Ha'ish oisa shaliach lo'hoilach get le'ishta. A man can make a shaliach to get to the woman. V'zeh nikol shaliach ha'iloch. V'eino get achi yagia get le'yodo. Lefichoch. So he can back out. He can cancel the shlichus as long as it wasn't completed. He can cancel it. Kol din hoishim hoisha ve'inyan esines aged ukriyoso v'diburo ken adin shluch ha'imo. If the shliach halacha handles it, so he has the same halacha like the husband. והחוכם המסבר הנסימה הם שניים שאימוי כמו שזבו לקמון סימא קופה מלס יודלת. See, when it has to do with a shliach, we have to have three. So those three ידגדג בגט חילו שקוסת יהויגן כמו שזבו. We looked in to this day. I have my qualms, so I want you to know about a girl who took it. I have my No.
So we raised the questions.
Yeah.
Yeah. Rav already raised the questions on the name.
Yeah.
The double name, because of the name,
But the question is, the Moshe Zatzal held that you put the name.
The Rebbe said like this, what the names were. I don't know what they were over there.
I'll tell you, that's what doubles my stand.
That was discarded.
And why do I have my... Because she skipped that name altogether. And even when I mentioned it, she didn't know us. The mother. Remember, the mother was the one who...
She saw that we were going in nervous.
So the mother was the one. If she herself doesn't know her middle name...
She never uses it. That's why we never spell out a second name.
Right.
But really it's not wrong, because if you ask you what is your full name, you write out your full name.
At that time I remember she herself didn't come up with the answer. The mother had to fix them. Let me ask a question.
Why shouldn't we have picked up the phone and called the rabbi there and raised the question?
Rabbi, I don't know. But the rabbi did send it to you. It was sent through either of.
He did not consult me.
He apparently didn't know who was going to perform. It's the Lubavitcher who asked me to do it.
But Rabbi, if
he had called me, it would be a different story. I would discuss it.
I don't think that, the way I remember that yet, I don't think that's what happened. She knew Ron, it was a name that she didn't use. I think we're mixing up. There was another get here. Remember, it was with a guy, Howard?
Yeah.
And when you were writing the get, his mother yelled out that his name was Howard Davis.
That was a different one.
Right. No, but wait a minute. That was the case where the mother yelled out that she has a second name.
Maybe, because with the Rhonda, this didn't happen.
Yeah, the Rhonda, the name.
Did you ever use Rhonda? She started saying, no, it must be.
Yeah, sometimes once the mother started.
No, she had an official document. I don't know. She recognized her name was Rhonda, but she didn't use Rhonda.
That's right. But the mother tried to say she did use it.
Yeah, that
was the point.
But she knew it was her name.
She knew it was her name.
She knew it was her name.
So is that possible again? I agree. But a lot of the people are not necessarily doing the way the Rav does the name. So this is a question. It's always better to leave out than to by omission, not as serious as by commission.
But is there any difference between the fact that we were sitting, I was based in to give the get, as opposed to the writing of the get?
In other words, is there anything that we didn't have any responsibility to the actual Ksivas and get? Because actually what happened here, very possibly what happened here is a mixing of two shitas. Because that rough thought he was doing the right thing.
I tell you, now, the proper thing would be that if I have a get, for example,
to communicate.
I communicate first. I communicate and ask. If she's here, he should have communicated with the one who's going to officiate that in the Siris again, how the, her name should be appear in the get.
Did you say the Torah people should avoid giving kids two names and only one son to get one name?
I personally believe it would be one name is better than two.
I just wanted to, did the Rav mention
the Shiram
about
that
painting is to make a
Mishabeh? Of hanging, I heard that it was Choshish and Reis, I guess, but it's in Shtaka, not in Shtaka. I went to where I met a Mishabeh, but he warned them from now on, don't ever forget to use both names. He warned.
I want to answer a different question. Yeah. That girl with this business, this Lori Ronda, let's say she becomes or became a Balas Tshuva.
Yeah.
And then they find her a Shidduch.
Well, apparently she had a Shidduch.
No, but I'm asking a general question. I'm only using her as an example here. Yeah. That she becomes a Balas Tshuva and she meets a Osa.
Yeah.
And he wants to get married to her. How much does he have to investigate into the get? Well, should he look or just assume that it's kosher?
That he assumes.
Yeah, that's what I'm missing.
What do they do? The question is, how does one know about marrying
the Jewish?
If it's a reliable Bezin, that's all.
So he's, that means he has to make an inquiry already.
Who is the Bezin?
Well, naturally, that officer. If today you get eaten from the rats and people are so far away from the knowledge of him, you don't know whether it's kosher or not. Today I had another shot. Did you ever hear of Avram Bik?
Yeah, from where?
The most big son.
No. Moshe Bix, I think a nephew.
Oh,
yeah? Where he got the Slicha Beis Amish, but he's famous as a communist. You don't know him? Who's the right in the morning for Friar? It was a communist. A Bolshevik. And after the Friar, you know, wanted to make a little business, so they invited him in to write articles in the Friars. So they also have a rabbi. The Favitz has a rabbi, two rabbis, and they also have a rabbi.
Which
paper?
They're
so far away from rabbis, and they're anti-religious.
Which paper is it?
The Friars. They just died, the Friars.
The Friars?
The Freiheit, the Morgan Friars. That was a communist paper, a Yiddish paper. Yeah. And it just, it just finally died. 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago. That's all. So completely. Yeah, very
completely.
He is in Israel now.
Today, someone
shows me a copy of Aksuba that he wrote to a couple. The story is this. She had relations with a love affair with another man while she was married to the guy in the Aksuba. And whatever happened, and finally she was divorced from her husband. It didn't work out. And now she wants to marry the boy. And the boy became a Balchu. The child that the boy is allowed to marry her. So, boss of the child, they didn't get hit, they were looking for, they see, Avram Big, he's well known as a communist. I don't know he was observing that at all. And they apparently wanted some kind of a religious ceremony. So he took a ksube. I couldn't even read what day of the week it is. Be dash and then know what it's Be'achat or B'sheni B'Shabbos. But he wrote something and then it says a dash, how many days in a month that he left out. And it was the year of Untergehunken, and a couple of things. Come to the aid in the Hebrew, no signatures. One signature,
this is the ksuba from the first marriage.
From the first marriage.
So they had
in case they were not married.
Yeah.
So she was a Pnuya, so the Dina Isla Boyle is not there.
Yes.
The ksuba was totally not reliable. The ksuba, you see, is
but this would be the civil
yeah, and the Adam, and the English Adam. But it's no proof. The English and the Hebrew doesn't have any Adam. And the English were two Goyim, husband and wife.
Yeah.
Two Goyim. It was it probably had that in some communists. It was a very small affair.
Yeah,
yeah, right after about 10 to 15 people. And all socialists or communists or Israelis.
Yeah.
And they want a rabbi, so to speak, so he was their rabbi. And if we are to assume that a goyim were the Aden, Rav Mishtan Ganson can aid him. So can aid him. But of course you don't know it.
Yeah.
Particularly it's not the Ksuba that
it's Harayat.
It's Harayat, of course, yeah. That's what it is.
You say
so
I hesitated to make that deduction and say that she
it's
is
cool of
it's a little too serious. The only thing is the rabbi who was approached to marry them now, he is going to Israel, went away a day or two ago, and he's going to ask him what took place there, what kind
yes,
of
cool.
was
there,
this big of one big. What kind of a wedding is there? Any witnesses?
How can you ask him? Isn't he?
Well, if he is not believed on the basis of the ksuba,
maybe he'd give a ksuba afterwards.
Well, he doesn't know why you're asking.
The rabbi,
he says
the Melamed Chuzan, the one who's going to marry him.
That
he purposely did it so that she shouldn't be on Asia City.
Yes, such glaring errors.
Yeah,
but
he purposely did it. I don't know. I wouldn't. He is far from observant. I mean, he was known to be a communist in the fullest sense of the word. So how
most likely there were no prim people. They wouldn't go and hire prim people.
That's about, but who's Masada Kedushin?
He was Masada Kedushin.
Yes, but he still didn't the man give her a ring, say, hurry up, but that's the thing.
Was that better? And the Ksuba, there was no Jewish
yeah,
and in the English part, you know, the lower part is in English, he had to aid him, a husband and wife, and both of them are going. Not Jewish.
But in Israel, they don't have civil marriage.
So civil marriage, you're not talking about this.
But I thought you have to get somebody from the rabbi to perform the marriage. You can't get any Tom, Dick, or Harry off the street.
But they do. Yeah. What do you mean? What, he has a degree?
Oh, it's here. What's
the rabbi now is in Israel.
The thing took place here.
Took place here.
Took place here.
And this Abram Big was here, lived here.
But you don't go after majority of marriages here are conservative, therefore you don't have to worry. Boss them off. Not like in Israel. See, if we got married in England, you could say majority of the managers are Orthodox.
What? Why would you go bust a rabbi? It's a meat of matzah,
yeah.
Why is it a
meat of matzah?
Because you know it wrong. You know it wrong. You're going to assume it's New Mexico.
Signing a ksuba like Moshe Smith, not let's say Moshe Ben Avram, signing Moshe Smith.
That would be valid, sure.
100% good?
Yeah. Provided he is an observant person, it's kosher leidus.
Okay. I remember I was by a chasana.
Yeah.
There was a chasana, a person named Sarah Kedusha, and they signed as well as Moshe Smith. They didn't write Moshe Ben.
Yeah.
We had discussed if he puts the ring on her, he says, Harriet Mekudeshesli, does he need to weigh them?
Without
to weigh them, there's no problem.
No problem. No Kedusha.
If they didn't want looking for
part of
no
this
Kedusha.
Is...
No Kedusha.
So you needed two kosher edim in the whole place.
Two kosher edim.
You have to watch the mom's printed ring.
Why would he?
That was, huh?
Why would he have kosher edim?
Of course, why would he have kosher edim? I mean,
why would a kosher edim go into the wedding?
To the wedding, yeah. Why should Avram Big be what he is in general? But the way he is matzdik adin, that he's probably did it specially and that he shouldn't be.
Does he know how to learn this guy, Avram Big?
Listen.
Is that from?
No. There is a meiser, a yeshiva bocha. You know, he fell in love with a girl, first took her out. And summer nights, other yeshiva were very anxious to know what. So they spied after him. He didn't know there were two, three boys spying after him. He went with a girl to the park. Of course, they selected a place where they shouldn't be disturbed by others. And he declared himself in love to her. I had a hint. He gave her a ring, said, Arayat no Kadeshis. And I did discuss that with you.
Yeah. And they were behind the tree.
And they were behind. And then it broke off. The whole relationship broke off. So they wanted to make a big to-do that she needs a gift. But he was clever enough. He said, what do you need a gift? I didn't know they were Aiden. So the whole Kedushin is invalid. And there's a Chaim Sandra, I think I told you that. I tell you about Chaim Sandra who wanted to take the Eglatav, Abimel Sochacha. Abimel Sochacha was still a young boy. And but they all wanted him, all the Gedalim. So a Shatkin told Reb Chaim Sanza to take him as a son-in-law. He said, all right, bring him over, we'll see. He brought him over. And Reb Chaim Sanza was then putting on his coat to go to Mikveh. So he says to him, when Adam was Mekadesh Chave, there were no Eidim. Remember now?
No, but I think I know the answer.
So he said, by the time I come back from the mikveh, I hope that you will give me the tshuva. So if I can give you the tshuva before you put in the other hand, in the other sleeve. That's a sharp answer. Yes, what is the answer? So he quoted the Gemara Kedushas on the Chay. You know, it comes to a din and mominus. Is our door's baldin, is Kimei Adam? Suppose the boy and the girl say, this is what happened. He gave me a ring, said, Arayat. There were no Eidim. What's the halach? So the Gemara says, we don't say Eidim Baldin in this case. Why? Because it's Machayv Lachrin. If she becomes an Eishes Ish, no one else can approach her, can take her for a wife. So Behech Machayv Lachrin says, the Gemara, we don't say Eidim Baldin. He says, when the other married Chava, there was no Lachrin. There was no Chayv Lachrin. There was no. You know, the Kash is joking, and the Teretz is but it's the Chava. Chaim was very much impressed by that. Yeah. And he told the Shatran to make arrangement for the Noyim. A lot of Rabbonim came there. It was a big to do this Noyim. Comes to the Tnoim, before that I did Tnoim, Reb Chaim wants to ask him another shayla, test him again. Maybe he wanted the other Rabbanim to hear, you know. So Avraham Allah said, this time I'm going to test you. They were all, you know, they never expected the boy to say that, Reb Chaim sends him. He says, what's that? He says, why do we test our chosen? Because kala amashes bita damores kira kosa lefne yari. So in order to make sure that this is not so we test that he is a stata, but the other way is also loyam yimka kala amashes v'yisa bastal mechafu. So why don't we test them shver? Apparently, we still have the chazok as ein shver, his shver. Already, he had tested him when he was before he got married. Yeah. So the bishulim are all over. They still have the chazok. I see you don't. You already tested me, and you don't rely upon that. Well, if you don't want to rely on the chazok, and neither one, I won't. I don't want to rely either. And your shver's test. The sharkes. As a boy, he was there. So he says, he's too sharp for me. Broke off. He became later, became the son-in-law of Kotsky. Anyway, this is to your answer. Yes, to your question. If there are no Eidim, it's nothing. Worthless. Okay. Let's go on. Ho'isham Oysu Shaliach LeKabol. That's where we are. Gimel, huh? The himu garesh is bekabalah soy miyad immediately kishyagi get liyodo, because as long as he is her shaliyah, that's it. As soon as he gets it, the husband v'dino kedinu isha lechol davar le'inyan mzora get lachatzera le'toch arba moiso. Not only that, even if, for example, the husband doesn't give that get shliach lekabala directly to get into his hand. He gives it into his chotzer. Once he became the shliach of the woman, then everything that is his is also serves that purpose. Because it beget, now how does he write in the get? Arayat materes or ahi materes lechalodim? Second person or third person? He writes second person just like any other get. When he gives it to him, that's what Amos says. Because he beget arayat materes. Aber kishanois na get, oim aloi, his kabel get zele ishti.
He mentions the Kabbalah.
Yeah, he mentions Kabbalah because he's a shliach la Kabbalah. And he doesn't give it directly to her, so his kabel gets alleged. Now we have the shayla. Amdallah his kabel igiti, oy tuli, oy yehele biyotcha, kulan l'shen Kabbalah. If she uses any one of these expressions, that means that he becomes a shliach Kabbalah. V'yeshoimrim, the Huadin Soli. Yeah. And then the Magnesian, or Keneli, Kachli. Yeah. Okay, that's all the Shoni Shal Kabbalah.
But Kachli, why shouldn't it be? Maybe that sounds like a lesson of Havah.
Havah, yeah. But nevertheless, the Shoshim Shem Rasha Magnesian says Kachli. Yeah. All right. Yeshem, let's talk about Machloikis by that. There's a Machloikis. But Yeshemima, this is also, she simply didn't know the exact language what to say, but that's what she meant. Kachlim, she meant to make a shliach kabbalah out of it.
So the best lesson is his kabel.
Yeah, his kabel ligiti. Now we have the third kind of shliach, shliach hoivoy. Yechoy lelase shliach lehoivoy. Shetoy meloi hove ligiti. Bring me the get. Bring me the get, and doesn't mean that she becomes divorced as soon as he gets the get in his hand. Bedino kirin shliach loy loche, shalbar, she'ein a get, atcha yagia le yodo. Aval ho'i, she'ein yochel as a shliach kabola, she'ein yochel as a shliach lechoy bosa, shalom medaita. Vati lehoi se eishes mukashchin, suppose the husband is smitten with a malady. Oshoi sikitot b'neim, always quarreling with Tavas Lizgadish, and says, okay, I want to get rid of you, give me a get, and let's break it up. And nevertheless, then so the husband finally gives a get to a man and says, you be zeh the get for her. She didn't make him a shliach, but he says to the shliach, so the Gemara has a shaila, whether it can be done or not, and I boy the Yevshitin, Yevam is kufir chet, so as a result we are machne, we are why are we machne? Because we never know the psychology. A woman may say she doesn't want to get, she wants to be divorced, but in reality she does want to be divorced. The Gemara has in the form of the shaila, why? Because tabla meisev tandun, or the meisev alman. A woman prefers to be called Mrs., to be considered a married woman, even though her husband is a mukashchin, and even though she can't get along with him, then be a penuya. Psychologically. Because it's a boy de la yivshite, maybe Takashi bent it, and as a result, he becomes her shaliach. So in a case like this, we won't be matter to remarry, but
she's asked it to him again.
But,
all
the chumras.
Why she's asked it to him again?
If he is a kohen.
And she will be asked to him.
That's why
I made out now because of a coin.
Was it? The greatest was for you to know him.
Yisrael, they don't need to name his on his.
Now, Yisrael, we prefer not to make any name. But
then you have to make Kiddushin again.
Yeah,
I don't think.
That's just if he doesn't come back.
You don't look super.
Yeah. That's about the Machlek. Now, the Machlek. The Gemara says, Kol Yisrael Mohammed Beis David, get Krishna's and Leishta. So if I say, what's the Pshat get Krishna's? Rashat says, I get of nine. If I don't come back, it should be a get. Otherwise, if I do come back, it should be no get. We don't need any Kiddush. So in that case, they ask Akasha. The Chlalas are Shveri Gemara. They were his enemies, David HaMelech's enemies. Elvis had it in against him because he had an Eshes Ish. Well, Eshes Ish. The Gemara says in Shabbos, because David did not hurt him, Kala Yosemachim, that crisis. And he, the Gemara, the other Gemara says they threw it up because he is a boil Eshesish, a Sopik Eshesish, and according to Rash, all right, so Terutzin, the Benitam has his own Terutz. Now the Kash is Poshe. All right, but David HaMelech answered, I'm not going to go into that particular minor. But what does the minor say? They charged him with a isu. All right, let's say according to Rashi's, Sofik, a sofikacious sish. How did David dare do such a thing? A sofikacious sish. All right, it turned out that Uriah Hit Taka was killed, and so she, Lamafreya, she was not an acious sish. But Bishas Mai said, how did you know that Uriah will be killed? So she was a sofikacious sish. How did David do such a thing? How did David? So Rabbeinu Tam has pshat, kala yitzmachen get krisis absolute without any conditions attached.
Yeah.
When he came back, then they remarried. So Bathsheba was really was a penuya, was not a suffix, was a penuya from Rabbeinu Tam. The only thing that Benetam said, why did I say they throw it up to him that he was boiled on Eshes Ish? Because these gitna were done betzine v'chshoy.
There's no coil.
They didn't want to broadcast it. Yeah, I would have to, maybe we'll have another opportunity to explain how they did it during the last milchama in Israel.
When they went away, they made it tonight. If they don't come back by a certain time, whatever it is,
they should write again.
And then when they go on furlough, they have to sign again. On the furlough, they sign again.
Pointing, yeah, this our safe.
And then everyone signed it.
Every time after
furlough,
They signed it, give it to the business, and they went to the army.
So
when they came back, they signed it.
But if he didn't come back.
Yeah, according to Abinatan, a Kohen had to do it Bitnai. Otherwise, you could never remarry her.
But if the Kayan, so let's just carry it through then.
Yeah.
So let's say the Kayan, he did this and he didn't come back, and they went.
So then she became Mugaracious.
She became Mugaracious right then and there.
Yeah.
She shows up a week later, finished.
That's right.
Well, if according to the Tnoim, she's a Mugaracious, then he could marry her ever again. Yeah.
So in Eretz Yisrael, he's Megureshes, what, as of that day, when he doesn't show up?
And Eretz Yisrael, he gave he appointed the names, the sefer. It was already written, printed. All he had to do is just fill in his name, her name,
And so telling him out of time. She was macabre.
Yeah, but there he didn't. He said, if I don't come back within 2 years, then this there should be the cipher, then should be the item, and the shaliach, and it should be done. So she will be divorced as of 2 years later.
When they write, when they get around to writing,
yeah.
As of 2 years before.
No. 2 years later. If he is lost, the Shalis is right. If he perished, they can't find about it.
Yeah.
If he perished, it doesn't matter. The Shalis, of course, about it.